So Omar Rav, that ain't no overall love, you should know in the first case the kachal, these orders of the behemoth, if you didn't cut it open first, but rather you cooked it up the way it was, is ain't no overall love, you're not over any the rice if you eat it now for the cooking of it. And who are then umutter, see the mutlak of chilot eat it. Rashi said, an overall me the rice, or mutlak of chilot bachilot. In bishter, rice clearly, if you cooked it up, even if you cooked it up now, the orders, in water, still it's mutter. And we do not say it's awesome in the Rabbonin, because Rashi says the Rafilu nischat imenu v'yotzam in the kamon cholav shchutim in the Rabbonin hu. That even the case where if you'd milk the cow after you kill, after you made a shchita on the cow, then if you'd milk it, the milk that comes out after shchita, it doesn't have a lach of cholav of milk on it, and it's only an issur in the Rabbonin that you eat that with milk. That's only if it mamish came out. But here that the milk did not come out of the udders. It's only you cooked up the udder the way it was, but since the milk does not come out, just the tam goes into the meat itself, that's even mutlach atchila. That's what Reb Zeira Amar Rav holds, that you cook up the udders by themselves, it's even mutlach atchila to eat it. So what's the question, why? Ivo anant nan bilant in our Mishnah, eino oivrolov. Mashma, there's no yisad iraisa. So diik is never who do lo yofi, not over any yisad iraisa. But mashma ha yisurika. But midrabbanan though, mashma should be also. Midrabbanan is called bosal b'cholav. Mashma should be also to eat it. Samar says no. I tell you, pshat according to Reb Zeira is that the din who really, I'll tell you, the surah nami lekhid, not even this of the Rabbanan. So why does the Mishnah just say loshen ein oivra lov? For yaydi the boil of Mishnah sefer. Since it wants to say in the sefer the Mishnah, said halayv kareya moitzi as domai. That the heart, you're supposed to cut it open first and get the dam out. What's going to be like, Kareh, if you do not cut it open? Ain't no overlove in that over Nisari Raisa. Hossam over there, mever who the layover. There, if you didn't cut open the heart first, and you cooked it. So true, there's no Isari Raisa. The way Tais learns, because since it's called dam shebishlu, since you cooked up the blood, there's no Isari Raisa. But there, where you surika, the mice, it's awesome in the Rabbanan. Because the mice, it's called, you're eating blood. Some of the Rabbanan Taka it's also. The Zinta says this Lashon in the Sefer, I tell you, Tanya Nami Reisha says the same type of the Lashon in the Reisha, Eino Oivra Lov, that if you cook up the Kchal without cutting it open first, you're not Oivra. But Eino Chanami, it's Mut Lechatila. That's what Reb Zeira Amar Rav holds. Now the Gemara says, Leima Misayla, let me bring a proof to Reb Zeira. Why? It says, Akchal, the others, Kareya Omeitzias Cholboi. Lechatilu, what you're supposed to do is cut them open before you cook them and let the milk drip out of it. What's going to be like Kareh? Let's say, no, the person did not cut it open first. Ain't no over love, you're not over any Yisra by eating it. This order that you cooked up. There's no Yisra Bosa B'cholaf here. Now, Halev, what about the heart of an animal? Kareh, Lechatilu, you're supposed to cut it open. Let the blood drip out of it. What's going to be like Kareh? Let's say you did not cut it open before you cooked the Lev. You're allowed to even, or you have to, cut it up if you cook it, and let any of the dam drip out, and then it becomes mutter. Again, because since it was cooked up, it's only used to the rabbonin, and therefore it's enough just to let it drip out, that's enough. So diik is, leiv hu d'boi kri. It only says that in case you cooked up the heart, that you did not open it up before, here you have to cut it open. Mashma, if you don't cut it open, it's also to eat it with the rabbonin. Mash money by leiv, that's biyasa. Avla kechal, but the others of the animal, mash me, if you cook them up whole, without cutting them up first, then loy boy kriya, you do not have to cut it up later. You're allowed to eat it the way it is. So that's mash money by leiv, that once you cooked it up, now it's mutlach chilut eat it. So Mar says, no, maybe that's not a proof. Duma maybe like this, maybe the Mishnah means, the Brisa means like this. Leiv, the heart, who does sagi lo b'kriya? Could be the heart. That's enough, stagel of the kri, if you cut it open, it'll be enough to eat the heart that way. Alva kachal, but maybe the kachal, if you cooked up the udder without first taking the milk out, so if you cooked it up with its milk inside it, maybe now we're stagel of the kri, maybe after, you got a little chumra, that's for sure cold already, bosa b'cholav, and maybe the milk now gave a time into the meat, so it's also to eat it now, and now it won't help you anymore to cut it to let the milk come out. I mean, that's what the Brisa means. So there won't be a proof to Reb Zeira. Like all problems, even though there's no proof, that's what Reb Zeira holds. Rashi says, Al-Gachal means shurach, it's very soft, maybe kvar nivlo b'echov, the milk went into the meat already, and it doesn't come out, or became osa. So you won't have a proof from here to Reb Zeira. So that's where Reb Zeira holds. Now, v'ika d'yami, some say like this, v'ika d'yami yomer, Reb Zeira said, om rav, name of rav, eino oivru olov, you're not over any yisr if you eat up this kachal, no yisr derives if you eat the kachal when it's cooked up, but you should know v'yosa, but with the rabbanon though it is osa, but the rabbanon is an yisr b'osa b'chol, we can't eat it. That's what some say. Now this tzad, let me bring a proof to this tzad. It says the Mishnah, eino oivru olov, that if you eat the kachal that's cooked up, you're not over an yisr deraisa. So diyik is never who the layover, you're not over any yisr deraisa. Mashma lo clearly ho yisur ika, but there is an issim of the Rabbanan, so it should be a proof. Tzmor says no. The din will really, I'll tell you, the yisur and amalek, it's not even an issim. It's mutlech tchila. Why does the Lashon just never the layover? Again, v'yadi the boy the mis nesefa, since it's one saying nesefa. Ha leiv, koreya moitzias domoi, that the leiv, the heart. You are koreya. And you take out the blood. Loi koreya, if you did not cut it up, ain't no overlap, you're not over nisa deraisa. Now, by the lave, hossam, neverhood loyover. True. If you eat the cooked up heart without taking out the blood first, you're not over nisa deraisa. But ho yisurika, but midrabbanan though, lamaisa, there's blood inside the heart, even though it's cooked up blood, but it's also midrabbanan. But since the safe, it says it this way, I'll tell you maybe, tonin na miresha, it says miresha also, ain't no overlap, that if you eat the kachal, you're not over nisa deraisa. But it could be, not only there's no nisa deraisa, but it could be even mutlach etchila. Like that, like Rashi started off saying, the milk that comes out of a behema shchuti, if the behema is dead, is not also midiraisa. And here that the milk did not come out, it could be even it's only the tam that's inside the kachal, when you cook it up, the tam of the milk goes inside the meat, maybe that's even mutlach etchila. Toshma, come with another proof. Again, it says hakachal, the others, is kareya, you're supposed to cut them up first. That's like lechetchila. Umoitzias cholba, let all the milk drip out. What's going to be like kareya? Somebody did not cut it up first. Ain't no oivru olov. If you cooked it up, then you're not overfeeding it. Halei, what about the heart? Kareya was supposed to cut it up first. Umoitzias dama, get all the blood out. What's going to be like kareya? Somebody did not cut it up before he cooked it. And then he cooked it. So still, kareya liacha bishulei. Here it's the word bishul. If you cooked it up, the lay, the heart, now slice it. And let the blood come out, umuta. But it's a dig, the price on, he says, leiv hu deboi kriya. Only the leiv, you have to cut it up later. Alva kachal leiboi kriya. The mashma the kachal, if you already cooked it, you could eat it the way it is, you don't have to cut it anymore. So it's mut mashma again, even the chachilu it's muta. Samara says, no. Dilma maybe leiv hu disagin leiboi kriya. Maybe no, that the heart helps a kriya. But alva kachal leisagin leiboi kriya. But maybe the kachal, if you cooked it up, it remains also. It doesn't help you anymore to slice it later. Like Rashi says, because the kachal is soft, the time of the milk went in, and it remains also. So kids, we don't have any proof. But these are the two ikadiyamris. The first lashon was it's mutta, the second lashon is it's awesome to rabbanon. Now the Gemara says, Tani klish nekama. I'll bring you a proof to the first lashon, the rab of rav, that kachal is mutta lechatchila. Because it sounds like this. Kachal shebishlo b'chol, but here it says clearly, this kachal, the udders of the animal, of the cow, shebishlo, you cooked them up the way they were, without first taking out the milk, bilchol by with the milk inside it, mutter, it says clearly mutter, mutter's mashvi, even with the rabbonin, you're allowed to eat it now. What's going to be kever though? Kever, that's the stomach of the animal. Let's say an animal before it died, a young animal, that sucked its mother, and it has milk now inside its stomach. So yet then you shechted the animal and you have its stomach. And there's milk inside the keva. So keva, you have the stomach of the animal. Shebishla b'cholboi, that you cooked it up when you know there was milk inside it. Now also, this is also, now let's eat it. Could be it's only also with the rabbonin, but I call upon him, this is also. Rashi says, Yekeva shetle, or shel egel, sheyonkin achola v'teikevosim. The little baby ones that are nursing from the mother. So it says, here tak it's awesome. But it's a right though, but the chala says it's mutter. Now the Gemara explains, ma hefresh ben zelazer, what's the difference between the udders, or the stomach of the animal? So the Gemara says, yes, zeh konus b'meyev. in a case where the keva, the stomach, the pshat is, how did the milk come there? It nursed its mother. So the milk came out of its mother, and it's called regular milk. So that's called milk is konus, milk is in its stomach, that's called real milk. And therefore that's nisa basa b'cholof. But v'zeh, by the udders, ain konus v'meyev. It's not called the milk is really stored up in the udders. Like the milk there, Rashi says, zeh konus v'meyev, u'mishiyotze midod v'emah, when the baby nurses its mother, and the milk comes out of the udders of the mother, cholofu, that's called milk. But kechal, the udders themselves, ain the konus v'meyev, mean shloyotze midod v'emah, v'chayel. The milk did not come out from the udders when the animal was alive. For le'nesav, it didn't gather together in the udders. Ela rather, muvla b'bosu was still sapped into the meat. And it didn't come out when it was alive. Therefore, never got a shein milk on it. So therefore, l'chatchil l'trak true boi krim with rabbonin. L'chatchil, before you go to cook up this chal, you're supposed to first cut it to let the milk drip out. But if you did not cut it up, he just cooked it the way it is. Here it's mut l'chatchila. That's a ride to the first lashon. That's where we pass on the first lashon. Yeah. The other one says, Ketzat kareya. What's the case? How are you supposed to be kareya, at least l'chatchila, even by the chal or by the lave? How are you supposed to cut it open? Some Rav Yehuda, kareya shesiver, you have to slice it upwards and across, and then v'tocha b'koistel and press it against the wall. That's called a kareya. Rashi says, Kaif shebiyod l'koistel, v'desh yischad cholboi. Like squeeze it against the wall, that all the smoke should come out. Now, that's what you're supposed to do l'chatchila. Omale Reb Lez Lishmaya, Reb Lez told his servant, currently also, V'yano Eichel, like if you want to cook up the kachal, the others for me, make sure first to cut it, and then I'll eat it. Rashi says, Kor, let's just kachal, kaitim shetetz leno, before you should roast it, and then I'll eat it. So Mora says, Chur, my commission, what's the chidash of Reb Lez? Mas nisni, now Mishnah says stuff like that. That the Mishnah says, l'chatchil, you're supposed to be kareya. So what's the chiddush of this mice? Reb Lezer told the Shamish, Pshita lechatchila is supposed to be kareya. So Mora says, Hol kamash, when the chiddush of here was that the leibinon shesi veri v'techa b'kaisel. He didn't tell him to cut it so much, to slice it upwards and across, and then to push it. Rashi says, Hol kamash, when kriya b'alma kamalei, just give it a slice. Or is shesi either straight down, or you're straight across. Walafi shacholav ha'naitiv yoytze lamata, because any milk in the udders come out from the bottom of it. So therefore it's easy to come out, so you don't have to slice it or crisscross. Yeah, Rashi also speaks out, if you want to cook in the pot. This is Rashi. That we say before, if you cook it, it's mut, it's only a bit still if you roast it. It's li nami kor bishel. So Rashi learns, if you'd cook it up, it really remain also. That if it's mutter, it's only mutter by roasting it. That's Rashi Shita. So that's like chal is mutter, it's only if you roast it. But if you would cook it, it would be also. Yeah. So that was the Chiddush HaKamash, when le boy shesi veri v'tach of the Kaisel. Nothing more says, Omru le yalso le Rav Nachman. Yalso, that was the wife of Rav Nachman. So his wife said to Rav Nachman, Michti, let's see, there's a cloud that called the Yosa Lon Rachmano, anything the Torah says it's also Yishino Shori Lon Kabosai. There's something that's mutter that tastes like the Yisra that we're allowed to eat. What does that mean? Also Lon Doma. You're not allowed to eat blood of an animal, but Shori Lon Kabosai, the Torah says you're allowed to eat liver. Even though the liver of the animal, Rashi says, Kula Dam, the liver really is all blood, just as Korosh had gelled up. So kids, if you want to eat blood, to taste the taste of blood, eat liver. Liver tastes like blood. And that you're allowed to eat. Another case is nida. An isha, when she sees blood, she becomes a nida. But is dam toyer? There are certain times an isha remains toyer unless she sees dam. Either by the dam psulim, as she says, or else after she gives birth, after the first 14 or 7 days, the next days, even the dam she sees, she's toyer with yiraisa. So is that Shapasha, the dam is tor. Chaylev behemoth, the Torah said you can't eat the chaylev, the fats of the behemoth. But chaylev chaya, you're allowed to eat the chaylev of a chaya, that's mutter. Chazir, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat a pig. Moicho dishibutoi, there's this fish called the shibutai that if you eat the brains of it, it tastes the same taste as the chazir. So good, there's a way to eat it. Girusa, Rashi said, that's an oiftame, a treifa bird. If you want to taste something like it, lishna de kavra. Mashma, eat the lishna, what the tongue of fish, the sound, what the fish has tongue, eat the tongue of the fish, that would taste like this. Yeah. The tongue of a fish, that tastes like this girusa. Ishus ish, when a lady gets married, nobody's allowed to live with her. Girusha, the chayibala, there's a heta though of a girusha that doesn't give her a get. Eishesach, there's a case of your brother's wife, you can't marry her. But Yivam, there's a case when your brother dies, you're allowed to marry her. Kusis, what about a goy, a shiksa, you're not allowed to marry a shiksa. Yifas toya, there's a heta when you go to Mechom and you find Yifas toya, you're allowed to marry her that way, Yifas toya. So now, Yalfus, the wife, asked Rav Nachman, that listen, binon lemecho bisra b'chovo, she wants to taste milk and meat. How does it taste? And there's a cloud, whatever the Torah says is also, there's some way to taste it beheta. So she wants to know, what could I eat that's going to taste like bisra b'chovo? So Amalur of Nachman said back, the Tavch of Nachman said back to his tabach, to his chef, to the head of his chef, he said back to him, listen, o ziviku lo kachli, I want you to roast for me the kachol, I want you to roast for me the others. So that's going to have a time of bosa b'cholot, and that's muta. Yerashi says, shoftu tnu lo kachabish, we'll put it on the spit and roast it. For the Gemara still, I've learned now, we learned in our Mishnah, Korea. Our Mishnah said, l'chadchilu, though, you have to first cut it. How could Rav Nachman give this Eitzah? To go stam roasted mashma with the milk and salt to give it a taste of basa b'cholov. I, the Mishnah says that lechatchilu at least you're supposed to first cut it, let the milk drip out, so then the stam won't taste like basa b'cholov. True, but the yever it's muta, but it's not lechatchilu. So when it says no, who lechadera? That the Mishnah says you're supposed to cut it lechatchilu, that's only if you plan to cook it. Lechadera means in a pot. Rashi says there the chinofig minei, when the cook it in a pot, so the milk comes out into the pot. That's called milk, echol shchuta, and that's awesome with the rabbanon. The chihod, the middle, the way when it goes, moves around in the pot, that's awesome with the rabbanon. Well, the tone of that the Mishnah says, loy kirei, ain't a way for love. Rashi Rav Nachman, sir, like lishna basra of the Rav, holds like lishna basra of Rav, will brice the muk a little bit sli. The brice that says it's muk, there's only talking about sli if you roast it. So, kids, if you roast it, there it's muta. So, that's what he says, I have not like raised some marines to look at their when do you have to cut it open first, that's only if you plan to cook it. If you plan to roast it, then you don't have to cook it. You don't have to cut it open first. So you could roast the chal and that would taste like basa b'cholof. For the more I have toni shebishloi, the yev din lechatchilo loi, mashmas only be the yev you not even roast it, but not lechatchilo. So more says, no, who I didn't really have to tell you that for lechatchilo, you're allowed to roast the chal. Just the idea to kabbalah limits the sefer. Since we want to say the din of the sefer, that keva, that's the loch of the stomach, the keva. Now there we say the keva shebishlo, the whole body, you cooked it up in its milk. We have the stomach that has milk and